Is my mom a narcissist? A definitive guide to the truth. You've always known something was off about mom. Maybe you've wondered if there's something legitimately wrong with her. You may have noticed how she makes everything about her, and she goes off the rails if you challenge her. To say she's touchy or bossy, hardly covers it. When your mother's narcissistic, especially a covert narcissist, you wonder if it's your fault. You think, if only you were better somehow, less sensitive, not so much trouble, maybe she would treat you better. Now, you have friends who say, oh, their mother's their best friend. And you wonder, how does that work? Yours is barely supportive, at least not consistently supportive. So, here's everything you need to know to decide for yourself. Now, I have to warn you that discovering your mother is narcissistic, it can be quite a shock. Now, on the other hand, learning that something is wrong with mom can be also a relief and unsettling at the same time. So, let's begin. So, how narcissism is diagnosed in the general population? Let's begin with the DSM-5's Narcissistic Personality Disorder and talk about the pervasive pattern of grandiosity, constant need for admiration, lack of empathy that constitute the narcissistic personality disorder, begins in early adulthood and is present in a variety of contexts. So, you have to have 5 of the following 9 criteria. Number 1, has a grandiose sense of self-importance. Number 2, is preoccupied with fantasies of success or power. Number 3, believes they are special. Number 4, require excessive admiration. Number 5, has a sense of entitlement. Number 6, is exploitive. Number 7, lacks empathy. Number 8, is often envious of others. Number 9, shows arrogant, haughty behaviors and attitudes. At least that's what the male version looks like. Lying, eye-rollingly self-absorbed and self-promoting. You can spot a male narcissist from a mile away. A narcissistic mother, not so much. When it comes to women, it's estimated that 4.8% of women have NPD. Even though the same criteria may apply, it may translate differently. Women are socialized to cover these overt, braggadocious, self-aggrandizing, off-putting behaviors. Her narcissism may be covert and fly right under the radar of social acceptability. Often, only her daughter knows the truth of who mom really is. Also, many women have traits of narcissism without having the full-blown personality disorder. Okay, but first, you need to know what you're dealing with. After 30 years of counseling women and seeing them struggle with not knowing why their mothers make them feel so crappy, I've identified a few kinds of narcissistic mothers. See if any or all apply to your mother. Okay, is my mom narcissistic? Here's a clue. Does she need to look perfect? That's a symptom of grandiosity. This mom's life is one PR stunt, window dressing, and cover-up all rolled into one. She needs to look perfect, or at least superior to the outside world. And your job is to help her do just that. So your manners, grades, anything you do that people can see must reflect well on mom. Because underneath all that superiority is one inescapable fear that drives your mother. What will people think? This concern over what other people think may override any concern about how the relationship between you and her feels to you. Hiding any evidence of problems or struggle is even more important than looking good. There isn't any room for missteps in mom's carefully constructed fantasy world. No visible margin for error. This rigidity is the one element that separates the mom who's pleased when her children reflect well on her from the narcissistic mother who absolutely cannot bear it to be otherwise. Now, what makes her tick? Well, why she does it. Underneath her defensive veneer of superiority is a scared, lonely person who's terrified of being seen for who she truly is and who is, in her mind, not good enough. So she directly transfers her own most dreaded fear onto you, giving you that burden to bear, as it were, because you feel like you're not good enough. It starts with mom. To defend herself against this fear, your mom needs to look unique, and her daughter must be a walking, talking billboard, living evidence that mom is indeed special, more special than anyone else. This leads me to the next clue. She needs to win. It's all about being right for the superior mom. Some mothers judge, micromanage, weigh in, comment, and critique because they need to be that person with all the answers. Mothers like this feel compelled to top you no matter what. Whatever your opinion, they will counter with something of their own. If something bad happened to you, oh, they had it worse. In mom's mind, you need correcting, setting straight, fixing, bettering, and improving. And wouldn't you know, mom is just the person to do it. After all, who knows you better than mom? So when it comes to who you need to be and what you're doing wrong, she is always right and never sorry. It's as if you'd only do as mom says and life and you would be perfect. Now, even on those rare occasions when you eke out what feels like a victory, when mom seems happy with you, you know, one false step, one slip, and you fall off the pedestal. You're always one conversation away from another piece of mom's advice, wanted or not. You feel pressure to live out the myth that mom knows best and is always looking out for you. Yet even after you've long outgrown that need, that is if you ever had it, she can't relinquish her role as the authority, the one with power. What drives her? The mother who needs to win needs to feel special because deep down she's insecure. She may look confident on the outside, but inside, her feelings of inadequacy can only be overcome by making you feel less than. Mom isn't worried about your self-esteem. She's far more driven to elevate her own, lest she fall into the abyss of unworthiness. You see, it's a slippery slope for her. Give you a leg up, and down she goes. Her need to defeat you, or at least keep you in your place, is a cruel consequence of her insecurity. Constantly one-upping you or putting you down allows mom to feel superior and sometimes even more important, relevant. The sad truth is, she fears, if you could get along without her, why would you choose to be with her? And now for the final kind of narcissistic mother. The next clue is, does she project her flaws onto you and lack empathy? It's all about fixing you for the projecting mom. So a mother who treats you like a project, always making suggestions about how you can improve, maybe trying to make herself whole by making you better. Goes without saying, it doesn't work. But she sees you as her do-over, more an extension of herself than an independent being. Psychologists say she's relating to you as a narcissistic extension, whether she appropriates your life for correction or glory. In real life, there may be little daylight between the two of you. As her right arm, you are merely an extension of hers to trot out for show or examine for faults. While your purpose is to do her bidding and fight her fights as if they were your own, which of course feels crappy. That's why she can criticize you without thinking about how the criticism lands or demand you behave, as she defines it, rather than give you the space and respect to decide for yourself. This is because she over-identifies with your successes. She feels wounded by your setbacks and doesn't experience you as a separate person with her own thoughts and feelings. And thus, Mom can't empathize with you because she's too busy over-identifying with you. Why she does it? Well, the mom who wants a do-over, she can't face the truth about herself. There are scary things hidden away in her psyche that she can't contain through the psychological defense mechanism of repression only. As a result, she needs a container to hold all the crap she wants to discard. And guess who gets to play the role of the garbage can? Here, hold this, will you? Sure, Mom. The defense is called projection. Mom projects the unwanted parts of herself onto you, and then, ironically, endeavors to fix them in you. This unconscious dynamic makes you Mom's psychological trash can and recycling bin all in one. Lucky you. Ways a mother's narcissism affects her daughter. Throughout development, a child, that would be you, will exhibit a range of emotions: joy, surprise, anger, compassion, greed, happiness, sadness, and disgust. Yeah, the full range. Yet when Mom sees feelings in you that she can't face in herself, she overreacts and tries to stamp out whatever emotion you dare to display. So when you ask, is my mom a narcissist? Because it's not you she's trying to do over, it's her. So, a daughter's response. Imposter syndrome. Depending on the level of severity of her need and how locked into this dynamic you are, trying valiantly to look good for Mom, everyday life struggles, your career, your relationship, anything really, can send you into an anxious tailspin if you worry you aren't measuring up. So you wear a mask of faux perfection, even though you feel anything but. You buy into the myth that exceptional is the only acceptable standard. And if you feel you're falling short somehow, you do your best to hide it. As a consequence, you're prone to imposter syndrome. You may look as though you don't have a care in the world, but deep down inside, you feel like a fraud just waiting for someone to find you out. In this way, you unconsciously carry your mother's impossible dilemma. You are either worthless or spectacular. And more often than not, this leaves you feeling worthless and unspectacular. Okay, believing Mom knows best. You're prone to go along with the idea that Mom knows best and tell yourself that she only wants the best for you. Even though it irritates you on one level, it also seems normal that she's constantly correcting and improving you. Even if you don't ask for it, she offers up her advice. That becomes an expectation. And yet, on a more unconscious level, you're careful not to outshine her. You stay forever her apprentice. Thinking you're at fault and responsible for your mother's happiness, you keep falling for it because of the unconscious pull to take care of Mom and ensure she's okay. Unconsciously, you think you'll finally be good enough if you can just become whatever she wants you to be. But you can't, because nobody can. So the doing over never ends. Here's a quote from a client. Looking back, Mom never let me have my own life. She tried to take over every aspect of my life for all my life. Although I had no way of understanding at the time, any independence on my part was taken as a rejection of her. I never wanted to hurt her. I just wanted to live my own life. Like most clients on my psychotherapy couch, Susan couldn't understand, as a child, that her mother was operating out of deep insecurity. No child can. Narcissism of traits of the disorder all have at their core deep insecurity. And this disorder develops an attempt to manage that insecurity. A child can't grasp that the person they depend on is empty. So empty, in fact, she doesn't have much to give and is psychologically driven to take. The technical word for this is appropriation. A narcissistic mother psychologically appropriates her child's life to meet her unmet needs. Now, most vulnerable is her empathetic, attuned daughter. She's trapped in the role of the good daughter. Her life is quietly appropriated as she tries to make her narcissistic mother happy. She doesn't know she has a choice. It makes you wonder, what happened to mom to make her narcissistic? Well, your mother's narcissism probably started in early childhood when she didn't get the quality of love and care she needed to get off to a good emotional start. Just as you needed to see the delight in your mother's eyes when you were a baby, she needed the same. Bringing joy to our caregivers is the origin of what psychologists call narcissistic supplies. Narcissistic people get that way because they're low in those supplies. This means if your mother's narcissistic, she didn't feel special enough as a child for simply being herself. So when a person comes out of an early childhood with a deficit in these supplies, she goes through life trying to fill up this internal emptiness. That's why your mother is likely very concerned about how she looks to the world and may exert a lot of effort in living up to cultural, religious, or familial ideals by constructing and maintaining a carefully curated facade. She acts as if she has something to prove, and that's because, well, she does, but mostly to herself. So she spends a lifetime trying to convince herself and everyone around her that she is indeed worth something. For some mothers, these efforts to look perfect or important are grandiose and overt. However, a covert narcissistic mother keeps her quest to look perfect more subtle and hidden, disguising her need to be special by micromanaging her daughter's every move. This covert narcissism looks on the outside as if she's sacrificing for her children. But in reality, she's transferring her need to be special to her child. Because the narcissistic mother, it's like she has a leak in the bucket of self-esteem. And no matter how much she manages to fill that bucket, whatever she puts in keeps leaking out. As her daughter, you've likely spent your life on the front lines hauling bucket after bucket to refill mom's leaky one, and of course failing because it's an impossible task. Ironically, while you're working overtime to make your narcissistic mother happy because of her internal emptiness, she has a hard time empathizing with you. She might delight when you're making her look good, but feel unsettled and critical when you struggle. So this begs the question, can your narcissistic mother ever change? Well, depending on her level of narcissism, mom may or may not be able to change. Two variables tell the tale: pervasiveness and persistence. So pervasiveness, moms who check every one of the boxes, grandiose, manipulative, entitled, exploitive, most, if not all of the time, are less likely to change. And persistency, moms who rarely show empathy, consideration of others, or even a willingness to play fair in some aspect of their lives, or who lie freely and without remorse, well, she's less likely to change. That's why a narcissistic mother does what she does. The defenses a narcissistic mother uses, grandiosity, entitlement, exploitation, act as armed guards, keeping the beast of shame and low self-esteem at the core of the narcissist's psyche. The full-blown narcissistic personality disorder mom will fight to the psychological death not to give them up. She can't afford to give up any ground, at least the whole, or for at least the whole construct of her false specialness crumble. Ironically, the very defenses she feels protect her doom, ironically, the very defenses that she feels protect her doom her from allowing her to feel the vulnerability necessary to create and maintain intimate relationships. It's a catch-22. To change or get better, the narcissistic mom would have to give up her defenses and be vulnerable. A mother who only brings out the big guns of superiority and entitlement some of the time, well, she might have the capacity for change. And this mother is more likely to have suffered specific trauma and only has traits of narcissism instead of qualifying for NPD disorder, right? The mom who has traits of NPD might be able to change if you lead the way. Either way, changing the way you relate to her is the only way she will change, if she's going to. You hold all the cards. You just need a strategy. So, in summary, to answer the question, is mom a narcissist? There are several factors to consider. Number one, she needs to look perfect. Does she need to look perfect and superior to others? Does she show little remorse for breaking rules and no genuine empathy for others? She always right, never genuinely sorry. Depending on how severe and persistent, you can be certain narcissism is at play here. Number two, narcissism can look different in women and mothers in particular. The underlying drives are still there. They just show themselves in covert ways. Number three, how your mother makes you feel is a significant clue about her style of relating and thus her. Do you feel trust and respected or used and appropriated? Number four, whether mom's defenses are persistent and pervasive tells you whether or not she's likely to change. So, whether your mom is a full-blown narcissist or just high in narcissistic traits, knowing what drives your mother is the first step in learning how to deal with her and empower yourself.